strange adventure. The sidewheeler USS Watery had been built on the Mississippi and had fought many river battles during the Civil War. But now, 3 years after the war was over, the United States Navy had no practical use for a river warship. While the powers in Washington were deciding whether to decommission or dispose of the Watery, it was sent on a goodwill tour of South America, its very first trip on an ocean. The Watery was in the bay at Arica, Chile, when the ship suddenly began bouncing and trembling. The officers and men rushed on deck in time to see the nearby hills swaying and the buildings of Arica tumbling. In a few minutes, the city was flat, destroyed by an earthquake. The waters in the bay receded as if sucked out by a huge pump. In no time, every craft in the bay was resting on the mud bottom. Most of the craft were keeled over on their beam's end, but the Watery's flat bottom kept the ship upright. Captain Gillis shouted to his men,
"Batten all hatches, close all portholes, secure all gear. Rig life lines fore and aft. When the water rushes back into the bay, there'll be a tidal wave."
The men raced to their duties. Never had orders been so quickly obeyed. The lookout strained his eyes seaward. Captain Gillis paced the bridge. The men completed their jobs and waited near the lifelines in electric tenseness. Then came the shout from the lookout.
"A huge wave approaching, sir."
Captain Gillis gave his orders.
"Grab the lifelines, men. Hang on."
The men barely had time to get a firm hold when a mountain of water roared into the harbor. The small craft and some fair-sized vessels were crushed. The all-powerful raging sea engulfed the Watery, first pressing it into the mud, then grabbing it up so powerfully that it broke the anchor chains. The Watery was tossed and twisted like a straw in the whirlwind. Then the raging sea swept the ship toward the shore. Minutes that seemed hours later, a heavy bump told the crew that the ship had been set down. The water receded, swirling as it had advanced. As soon as anyone could move, the men pried their cramped fingers from the lifelines and stared over the side. The Watery had been carried several miles down the coast and had been deposited 2 miles inland by the powerful tidal wave. Miraculously, not a man was missing, and no one was fatally injured. Roving Indians swarmed over the plain, looting the wreckage. The captain shouted an order.
"Man your battle stations!"
A few rounds from the cannon protected the valuable salvage. Since it was impossible to launch the ship from so far inland, it was sold to a hotel company and was eventually used as a storehouse. The Watery was built away from the ocean. It fought its early and final battles away from the ocean, and it ended its days away from the ocean. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Death Goes Riding, our next tale of Strange Adventure.